Trev, another final comeback last quarter. Is that, that's kind of your trademark these days?
Yeah, as long as we get the win. But look, it, we're in the middle of this road trip. You know, we had three early on. Now we got Melbourne on Sunday, so it should be a cracker. Two finals teams, hopefully.
Nate Jarwai was a formidable force. Is he just getting better and better at the moment?
Yeah, we kind of thought that the start of the season he'd be working his way into it, but his timing and his rhythm and his explosiveness is quite noticeable now. So we've got, you know, 10-odd games before the final, so hopefully we can sharpen him up and get him firing for the last run home.
And Prather, how's he at the moment?
Yeah, no, he'll practice today, so fingers crossed that he'll play.
Nice little presentation there too. Can you tell us about that, involving Eric Watterson?
Yeah, well, Eric was coming to practice. We actually have a players award and the players vote on the values. And Eric was over there today. So it was a guy that's played 306 games and won two championships with the Wildcats. It was, and the guys named the award after him. So it's quite fitting that he was here today for Christmas.
And last time you played these guys... Jermaine scored 40. Mm. Do you think they'll focus on him a bit this time?
You're right if he does it again, won't it? But, yeah, look, Jermaine was in great touch hitting 10-3, so I expect them to trap and really be aggressive after him. We just got to play smart and make sure we're moving the ball, and hopefully we can still get him free.
They probably wouldn't let him have a go at the threes, would he? But that would, do you think that's what they'll focus on?
Yeah, you think that he hurt him last time. He normally plays pretty well in Melbourne too, so... You know, we'll see how the open air goes with a little bit of wind. We might kick with the wind with the roof opening up. But, look, he's been in great form, so hopefully you can continue that.
And I believe you're one of the rare teams that has to train on Christmas Day. How did that go down with the boys?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a price we've got to pay. And unfortunately, our schedule won't let us have that time off with the game on the 27th. So I'll have to be a little bit of Christmas Scrooge, but you got to pay a price, and we're trying to win a championship, and that's our focus. Beautiful.